All right, what's up, everybody? This is Zach again, and today I am joined by Christoph. Christoph, hello.
Hey, Zach.
And Christoph, just because not everyone may know who you are or what you do, do you want to just give a little bit of background at what you do at New Harbor?
Yeah, so I lead our information assurance assessments team. And so we do a wide range of risk and compliance and security assessments. So we're, you know, we're kind of in that vertical with some of the traditional quote unquote audit type folks. But obviously being New Harbor, we really pride ourselves on, you know, having more of a security focus than some of those traditional audit type firms. So yeah, that's what we do.
And what kind of audits, like what would be like an example of some of that stuff that you would do?
Yeah. So you guys may have heard of ISO or NIST or PCI or HIPAA. All of those are really in our wheelhouse. So, you know, there's a couple different flavors. Some are things that I would call compliance based. So that would be more of a HIPAA or a PCI flavor. And so those compliance regs have a lot of different requirements that our clients have to follow.
That's like centers for Medicaid and Medicare and then like credit card stuff, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare, CMS, has a lot of security requirements. And so we do assessments against that. And then the PCI Council publishes the PCI DSS. And so that's all their security requirements. It's a lot of fun stuff.
Cool. And today we're talking ISO, correct?
Yes. So ISO is kind of like the Goldilocks of, in my opinion, of the security framework. So it's kind of in between all the others. It's one that we're really working hard to expand our service offerings for at New Harbor.
And what would be like, I guess, you know, and I think we hear a lot from people that they think they need ISO. What are sort of like some examples of companies that, you know, why they would want to investigate that? And maybe even just to sort of an overview of what ISO actually is, or the, because ISO obviously has standards for everything,
right?
But specifically for the area that you're specialized in.
Yeah, so that's a really good point, Zach. So when we talk about ISO at New Harbor, we're talking about ISO 27001, which is the Information Security Management System standard for ISO. ISO is all about standardizing things. So like it's kind of fun to Google various ISO standards. Well, fun for me at least, maybe. Maybe not others.
That does sound like fun.
but yeah, they've got everything
coming up. You have all weekend to read ISO standards.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, ISO's got standards from everything from, you know, mowing your lawn the right way to making a cup of tea, you name it, they got it.
Yeah.
But 20, you know, being a cybersecurity firm, 27001's where, you know, when we say ISO for shorthand, that's what we mean.
Okay.
To your other point, what ISO is kind of all about is building out an information security management system. And the cool thing about ISO is that any firm really can do that, from a firm that's, you know, 4 people to 4,000. It's very scalable and it's all about making risk informed decisions that work for you. So that's the part that I like a lot.
So when you're talking about, you know, doing an assessment for ISO, you know, for a company, like how have you been approached in the past? Like, what is it that a company is usually looking for when they, or do they even know when they say, I need an ISO assessment?
Yeah. So a lot of the time they don't really know. And so this is an area where we're really expanding our services. So in the past, the typical relationship we had with our clients with ISO was typically because they had a contractual requirement that they do something with ISO. And so they might come to us and say, hey, you know, my client's asking me about ISO. I don't really know anything about this. Can you help me out a little bit with this? And so then we would say, yeah, you know, we've got some ISO experience. We've got some ISO expertise. What we can do for you is an ISO gap assessment against the what the Annex A controls within ISO, which is like this control library that ISO provides for clients to choose from. So in the past we would do that. We would, it would be pretty high level. We would go in and we'd say, okay, you know, let's leverage these Annex A controls and talk through these 100 or so different security processes that you might, you know, either have or don't have. Then we'd, you know, assess their implementation of those. Usually there'd be a ton of gaps because, you know, it's something they don't really know much about. And then we'd write up a report with recommendations on enhancements. Then they would take that and go, you know, hey, Mr. Client, we had a security firm do an assessment against ISO. You know, they called out some gaps. We're working to fix those. Is that okay? Can we still do business with you?
So is there, is it like, you know, in some cases, in like some of my previous experience, we had NFPA and some other, you know, standard that you would basically submit like to an audit of some sort, and then they give you a blessing. Is ISO more like self-driven, or is there an actual, like, can they submit it to prove like they're accredited or they meet the standard?
Yeah. So that's a good question, Zach. And kind of the taking ISO to the next level is really actually doing ISO audits and not just gap assessments against the ISO standards, and then actually issuing a certification, which is actually, you know, a digital piece of paper that says, you know, ABC company is ISO 27001 certified as of this date. New Harbor did the ISO audit and our certification is valid for this many years. Typically it is three years is the standard.
And do like a lot of the companies that you talk to, like we've had some previous discussions about this. You know, they think that they have to just shoot for ISO, but is there like better, is there a better way to sort of meet that standard, or like, what's the recommended path? Yeah. Like if a company really doesn't know where they're at, to try to get that, you know, figured out.
Yeah. So that's another kind of shift, rather than just providing companies gap assessments and saying, you know, you haven't done your homework, we're going to grade you basically where you are right now. We're looking to actively help them actually implement ISO, because ISO really is a journey, right? So, you know, on day one, you may have some good security already in place, just that you've done out of your own due diligence, right? You might be using a password manager or multi-factor authentication and, you know, limit access, those type of things that, you know, most people who are security conscious just kind of do on their own. But what you haven't done is really thought about, you know, your whole environment holistically and taken a look at, you know, how do you track your assets, for instance, or, you know, what type of processes do you have in place to work with your vendors? All, and ISO kind of provides a nice wrapper for all these security disciplines that we hear about all the time. So rather than just, you know, shooting, taking a shot in the dark and doing gap assessments, we actually are going to offer an implementation service. So that's actually helping, you know, a client go through all the pieces and requirements of ISO and actually develop and document how those can work for them. Putting in policies that can guide these processes, helping them implement controls where they may not have them, making recommendations for technologies if they don't have them. You know, we've got a lot of great technology partners, and kind of taking them from kind of soup to nuts through the process before they just go and kind of take the exam. Or, you know, if you look at the audit as an exam, take the exam without actually doing any studying first.
Which is probably a more realistic approach to this process anyways. I mean, especially, you know, this way you can sort of figure out, as a company, you know, maybe you can't do this in a year because you're just too, you know, you're too new or you don't have the requirements. So it actually could sort of be maybe in a more affordable route because you're not just trying to immediately reach something that is not something you can reach.
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of value. You know, if you're a company and your clients are asking you what your security posture is, and you know, you don't have any good response. If you can come back and say, you know, we're working with a partner to implement ISO 27001. This is what our roadmap looks like. We're taking it very seriously. We understand it's a, you know, 12 to potentially 18 month project to really do it right. That goes a long way. And we've, I've seen that, you know, both at New Harbor and working at other firms. Like, it's almost like honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
You know, rather than trying to kind of fake it and just, you know, say, yeah, we've got lots of security, actually being able to demonstrate that progress is huge.
What is the sort of success rate? I mean, like, you know, in your previous attempts where people would come in sort of looking for that, like how close are companies usually anyways? I mean, is it pretty rare for a company to really be fully aligned?
Without actually doing any sort of due diligence, it's very rare. You know, ISO is like any other security framework. About 75 to 80% of it is general security best practices that,
yeah,
you know, things that I was describing before. And then, you know, the 25% is going to be a little bit more administrative documentation, all of, you know, everyone's favorite activities. Yeah. So
the least fun part of the security process.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's life, you know, there's going to be a certain amount of that you can't really avoid. But, you know, if you don't actually put the effort in ahead of time, you're instantly going to miss out on that quarter. And, you know, at the end of the day, it does serve a purpose and it does support the rest of the security control. So while it's not fun, it is important stuff.
So I guess if a company were to say we want to start this process, what is the best like jumping off point?
Yeah. So I would say there's a few different variables there. One would be, you know, have they really made the business case for why they're doing it? And a lot of the time firms don't really go through and think about this because like I said, a lot of it is driven reactively, like we're going to lose our biggest client because yeah, they want us to be ISO compliant. And you know, that type of fear does happen.
Sure.
Which is fine. But I'd say it's still like important for companies to think about the other benefits that they may get so that they take a better, more holistic view. And I always encourage our clients to do that. You know, the benefits are not just retaining that top client, but, you know, once you actually implement ISO, you now have something that you can advertise to other potential clients. And, you know, the industry is really shifting, like being able to kind of be security, you know, kind of hide your security posture is not really something you can do anymore. Like vendor risk management, as we all know, is huge. And so everyone's starting to take a harder look at their vendors, and getting confidence in them is something that's really tough to do and is kind of a big ask.
Yeah. And I think just in general, I would imagine just having, you know, I mean, if you're dealing with any sort of information that you don't want to lose, you know, or, you know, have released, you need something to measure your general security against anyways. So is ISO even just sort of as a, like, you know, tool to just sort of figure out where you stand a good tool? I mean, does that make sense to use ISO as a tool for that purpose as well?
It can certainly work for that. And one of the benefits in that regard, or if you don't work in a highly regulated industry, for instance, so like maybe you don't have credit card data, or you don't have PHI or tons of PII, and you're looking for something to do a security baseline against, ISO certainly works for that. And actually, I highly recommend it for that, because if you pick something like one of the NIST standards, which, you know, we all love the NIST 853 control framework with its hundreds and hundreds of controls, but those are written for the federal government.
Right.
So they can be adapted for industry. Obviously, we have a lot of clients who do that, but it's definitely not as intuitive as something like ISO, where it's going to be a lot easier to successfully implement it and adapt it to your business.
what are some pieces of information that they can get to help you guys out? And then who should from your team, you know, kind of be contacted initially to help with this?
You can reach out to me if you need assistance with it. I'd say the biggest thing is, you know, any prospects who are looking for a security framework assessment or a type of third-party assurance, I would ask them if it's driven by a contract or any sort of compliance or regulatory obligation, because that's really going to drive what path we take them down. And unless they have an explicit requirement to do, you know, NIST XYZ or PCI or HIPAA, ISO is kind of the one size fits all. Like, everything else should go towards ISO because it's the most adaptable. And then it's also a service where we're going to offer certification for it.
Awesome. I think that's all I've got. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on?
No, I think that's a good start.
All right. Well, Christoph, thank you for your thoughts and guidance on this. And hopefully our folks that are listening in, if you have any questions, can go to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Work from home door is always open.
Yeah, at some point they'll be able to chase you down. But for right now, call, email, Christoph's there. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Zach.
So that's our primer on ISO certification. And you can certainly reach out to Christoph for any information. If you like this, subscribe, share it, tell your friends. And you can always reach us at www.newharborsecurity.com or email us at pwned@newharborsecurity.com. And we'll be back with another episode soon.